Michigan's job crisis could be getting worse. It's not just General Motors, which just filed for bankruptcy, or Chrysler, that's already in bankruptcy. Auto suppliers are bracing for more pain, and so are charities, hospitals, even local governments. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton reports.
Detroit and its automakers have been downsizing for a long time. The effect of GM's bankruptcy may not be all that noticeable for people like Jason Thomas. Thomas is sweeping Hart Plaza, a stone's throw away from GM's headquarters in Detroit. At midday, the place is deserted. Thomas says these days a guy who has a job cleaning city streets is lucky.
It's real hard. It's real tough to get by. It's hard out here. It's hard to find a job.
Thomas says it would be better for everyone if GM were doing better. He says now it looks like even the people with PhDs are hurting along with him. GM is laying off hundreds of white-collar workers here. It will also close or idle 7 plants in Michigan. One is the Orion Assembly Plant, 40 miles north of Detroit. Jill Lubas worked here for 2 years in the paint and repair division. She figures the days of a big, dominating GM are just over.
It's not going to be like when my mom worked here for, 20 years. Like, it's a whole different set of rules and just different circumstances, and it's not going to be like it always has been.
One of GM's nicknames used to be Generous Motors. The automaker gave $57 million to charities in 2007. Now GM's donations could dwindle just as charities need the money the most. Detroit advertising agencies will take a hit. GM plans to slash its advertising budget by $800 million this year. Then there's the effect of plant closures on nearby small businesses. Matthew Gibb is supervisor of Orion Township. He says even temporary shutdowns at Orion Assembly have hurt the local economy.
They've been on a rolling shutdown all year, meaning they've been in production for a couple of weeks and then closed for up to 4 weeks at a time. And those time periods where it's closed, you can really see the effect on the community. You don't wait for a table anywhere. There's less people at the Home Depot.
The township will lose $500,000 in taxes when the Orion plant closes. GM plans to convert one of its idled factories to build new subcompact cars. Gibb says the township will do anything it takes to get that business. It's bad enough to see restaurants and shops close their doors, but there's worse that will happen.
We have around 26 suppliers in our community in the northern part of Auburn Hills that all supply directly to the plant. So that starts kind of the waves of throwing. It's not a pebble anymore. You throw a big rock in the water, and it has these ripple effects.
GM hopes to emerge from bankruptcy in less than 90 days, but the pain of the company's restructuring will last much longer than that. Those who depend on GM could have a long wait before the automaker is once again an economic engine for its hometown and its state. But for now, the motto of the city of Detroit is GM's motto, too. We hope for better things. It will rise from the ashes. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton.